It is the radio segment that's already got its Christmas shopping done.
Wow, that's ahead of the game.
I know, it's annoying. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Huntsville, Alabama. 32-year-old Seth Holcomb went to a gas station last week, walked right up to the employee on shift, took out a knife, and then demanded all the cash. But instead of handing him all the money, the cashier did something shocking. He pulled out a machete and pushed a button on the auto lock to auto lock the front doors. Everybody has machetes, by the way.
Dang.
Weird.
They are very intimidating.
Yeah.
So the two were locked inside together, and it was on.
That guy should be scared if he's like, oh, you want to pull a weapon out? Let's do this.
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
The security footage of the two of them showed them trying to jab at one another, like a fencing event or something.
This is crazy!
Eventually, Seth, the crook, broke down the doors to get out, but then the cashier chased him outside and started attacking his car with the machete.
Oh my God!
That's a dedicated employee.
Totally.
You know?
He broke out at least one headlight, smashed the windshield, slashed one of the tires.
Oh.
He also got into it with the guy's girlfriend who was in the passenger seat with a different knife.
What?
Why does everyone have a knife?
There's a lot of knives in this situation.
Luckily, someone saw what was happening and called the cops. Everyone with knives, all three of them were detained. And Seth and his girlfriend were arrested.
I like how the convenience store guy has a knife, but no way to immediately call the police.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Next laser story is out of Canada. A 31-year-old man named Constantine Zathalis was in the middle of driving from Montreal to Calgary recently, and one of his passengers was using the GPS on their phone to navigate.
Uh-oh.
But it sent them way off course, and they ended up at a U.S. border crossing in Michigan, which was a problem for Constantine because he had about 10 pounds of meth in his car.
Yeah.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
So you forgot to say they were using meth and a GPS that got him to Michigan.
As he drove up to the Border Patrol station in the long line of cars, he told an officer, quote, "I have drugs on me, but it's okay. I don't want to cross the border.
No.
I'm only here because of my dumb GPS."
Go!
That's right. Be honest.
Yeah.
That usually works.
He then asked security if they could help him turn the car around without making a scene. Officers promptly asked him to get out of the vehicle and hand over the drugs, which is weird. He wasn't trying to cross the border. Should be fine.
I just said I didn't want to make a scene.
Yeah.
I'm not trying
to move drugs across the border, you guys. You guys are overreacting. Anyway, he ignored the request and instead showed them how far off course he went on GPS from Toronto. He should have started out going north, but went south and drove the wrong way for about 5 hours. Neither of the agents really cared about that story and instead arrested him on the spot for attempting to distribute drugs over the border.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the land of tacos.
Ooh, I love this land.
A little while ago, there was a story about a guy in Oregon who got stranded in the snow for 5 days and he had nothing to eat except 3 packets of Taco Bell fire sauce.
Tasty.
Oh, man. It's so good. I would have ate all three in the first 30 minutes.
A 77-year-old guy and his wife were leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida last weekend when something unfortunate happened. The man accidentally put his car in drive instead of reverse and then crashed into the Taco Bell dining room.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
Oh, no!
That's scary.
The car plowed through a pillar outside and then went through a window right where a guy was sitting, but he's okay because he'd just gotten up to get more Taco Bell fire sauce.
Wait. It saved his life, too?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The car ended up about 10 feet inside the building, but luckily nobody was hurt.
Whoa.
The man who survived said he probably wouldn't be around today if it wasn't for the fire sauce.
Yeah.
As for Taco Bell, they may want to add "you're welcome" to the list of other sayings in their hot sauce packets because they just saved another life.
Oh,
that is impressive.
This next laser story is out of England. Two men got into a minor car accident recently, and one of them called the cops because they thought the other driver was drunk.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Which was true.
Oh.
But
oh, good.
When police got there, they realized that not just one of the guys was intoxicated, both drivers were.
Go!
Yeah,
so
everybody was.
Drivers, okay.
This guy in front of
him
is wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Get him.
So to recap, one drunk guy called 911 to report the other drunk guy, and then they both got arrested.
Shocking how that happens.
It's not clear which one of them was the drunker one, but they both argued about it in the back of the squad car.
Yeah.
According to authorities, it was such a minor crash that neither vehicle had any damage.
Why did
so
the
whole
call
thing
the
was
cops?
Really just ridiculous.
Because you're drunk, dude.
Next laser story is out of food news. The ice cream brand Enlighten just added a new flavor to its lineup that's making news. So what are they doing? Well, there's a new mashup that combines chocolate, salted fudge, and potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
Potato chips.
I'm not against this. Tell me more.
All that and a bag of chips. Each serving is 100 calories, and there are 4 servings per pint. For now, they're just doing a limited run through the summer unless it gets popular. As for how it tastes, one person who tried it commented online saying it tasted like a greasy chocolate fudgesicle.
Yeah. Now I'm off. I'm off the bandwagon. I was on, now I'm off.
There's a layer of oil on the ice cream.
Yeah, that is disgusting. And it's like hardened grease.
It isn't the first odd ice cream flavor that they've come up with. Enlightened has also got one called Movie Night that's supposed to taste like popcorn and milk duds.
Try that if you want to.
Strange.
Stick to like vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay?
This next laser story is out of Love Headquarters. Your honeymoon is supposed to help you relax and bond after all the chaos of planning your wedding is over. Yeah. Or at least, that's what used to be true. According to an article in the New York Times, the hot new trend is separate honeymoons.
What? You mean, like you get to take two?
What's the point?
It's called a unimoon or a solo moon, I guess.
What? You go by yourself?
Yep, it's where both people go on their own trip after the wedding. Either with friends or just by themselves.
I'm going to love you forever. Except, bye.
I don't even want to be around you now. So why are people doing this? Well, one reason is because the couple is not able to agree on the destination.
Okay, if you're already not able to compromise on an awesome thing.
Maybe don't be getting married.
Yeah.
But others say it's because they need a break from the person they just spent a lot of time with while they were planning the wedding.
What?
Then maybe you shouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah, if you don't want to be around them, don't want to be around them for life. Shouldn't be, probably. One couple talked with the publication and said that they did it and it was great. The groom turned down the offer from his wife to go to the Dominican Republic and let her go alone. And instead, he went to Paris to see the sights and unwind a little bit.
Oh, the most romantic city in the world.
In the world, by himself on his honeymoon. So, text in at 78592. Does going on a honeymoon without your spouse sound like a great idea? This guy would never go on a honeymoon without his shoe, I know that. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though, we'll do it again. Same time on
Monday.